So you got your hand up as well. Please, what do you have for us?
I'm a little nervous about asking this question to law enforcement professionals because it's more on the emotional side, but I'm okay. Headed to a pretty aggressive custody negotiation. And so there's 17 years of hurt feelings on this. And so I'm really worried about having an emotional reaction, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of my head to mirror and label for that person, and not get overwhelmed in that situation. And I wondered, I'm sure you don't start to cry in hostage negotiation situations, but I'm just wondering if you have any advice for that.
Yeah, sure. And I'd be happy to add in some thoughts. And then what I'm actually going to do is throw it to a real hostage negotiator. I'm going to ask for Troy's thoughts on this. Because for those of you who don't know, I was never technically in law enforcement.
Okay.
But I'm blessed to work with many, many legendary law enforcement professionals. And they're on the call with us. And Troy's one of them. And so he runs a couple classes for us. One is we call Caviar, which is all about mindset going in and understanding what your triggers are a little bit and how to combat those. So I'll add a thought and then Troy, I'll throw it to you. My first thought is simply going to be mental preparation. Know that you are going to get triggered. Like no matter how hard I try, something's going to happen that's going to trigger me here. And if you're at least mentally prepared for knowing the punch is coming, you'll be that much more ready for it when it does come. And then secondarily, focusing on simply putting all your focus on the skills, which is not an easy thing to do, especially in a highly emotional state. It is not easy to do because we get so caught up in like, that's wrong. I need to tell you why it's wrong and I need to correct you, right? It's hard to fight that. But if we can switch mentally to just like, what skill do I need to drop in here to diffuse this? What skill do I need to drop in? Because, right, they got a lot of adrenaline running through their system right now, and I need to drop in dopamine because I need them positive and I got to get rid of this adrenaline stuff. What's the skill that I can use to actually trigger dopamine? That at least will damper down the thoughts of like, you idiot, how could you? I can't believe you, son of a, right? And at least if we're focused on the skills. So those are two things I would add quickly. Troy, what else would you add to this? Because this definitely falls in your wheelhouse of expertise.
You definitely want to stay curious. If you're staying curious and asking, why are they saying these things? Why are they behaving this way? It's going to take away the emotional side of it for you mostly, where you're searching for answers for them. What make them say that? What is making them behave that way? And for yourself, you want to get with a trusted colleague and vent before you go into the room or before you actually go on the call or sit down across from that individual. You want to vent about all the things that you think are going to happen or going to come up in that room that's going to be an issue. But you want to find somebody that's going to be positive when they talk to you. Because if you go in there and they've already fed you full of negative stuff, you're going to have a negative mindset going in. You want to have a positive mindset. And one of the things that Brandon said that is so important, when he was talking about the person getting angry or getting upset, they can only do it for 45 seconds to a minute. If you can hold on for that ride, you're going to be okay. They wear themselves out. They don't realize how much stress and how fatiguing it becomes for them. So when they do that, the longer you can sustain your calm, you're going to wear them down. And they're finally going to just throw their hands up and like, shh. But if you get angry and they get angry, they talk about the amygdala, you're going to have two dumb people in the room and you can't, and it don't work when you have that.
Right. Do you have any suggestions? He'll have a lawyer in that situation as well as himself. And so I'm trying to figure out how to control both personalities because one's an accommodator and one's an analyst, I think. And I'm the lawyer's more unknown to me. So I'm trying to figure out how to control those personalities. When there's two personalities coming at me at the same time, how to control that scenario.
Labels and mirrors.
Okay.
You just seems like both of y'all want to talk at the same time. It sounds like one has an agenda, the other one has an agenda.
Thank you. That was excellent.